Good to see you all. How are we all going? Good? All right. A few things this morning we're going to get into the sequence of our, you know, a new series that we're starting this morning, Kingdom Generosity. But before I do that, I just want to, similarly to what I felt the Lord do in Fremantle this morning, was just to talk about how we need to be acquainted with the Holy Spirit. We need to be acquainted, which means we need to get to know Him. Just like you know your brother, your sister, your friend, there's a requirement that to get to know someone means you have to spend time with them. Then you get to know their voice, how they speak. You know what ticks them off. You know what makes them happy. And then you do those things that make that particular individual happy. And then naturally you're going to have a happy life. So this thing about being acquainted with the Holy Spirit is about really getting to know Him and how He speaks to you as an individual. Because He's not going to speak to me the same way He speaks to you. It's all going to be different. Now, there is a requirement that is expected of me that I need to know how the Spirit of God interacts with me. It doesn't matter what your age is. You could be young or you could be very old. You need to actually, the Holy Spirit is going to be a key component of your life. And you need to know. Just like you know your mother and father, you need to know how He talks with you, how He relates with you. This is very important because there are certain things in life that money cannot solve for you. There are certain things in life that your finances, you could have a million in the bank, but that $1 million is not going to solve. It will solve a lot of your problems, but not all. There are some problems that money can't what? Buy. So we need the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives because God wants to be acquainted with you and He wants to be acquainted with I. This is why in John chapter 14, verse 12 to 17, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. And even greater works because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it isn't looking for Him and doesn't recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives with you now and later will be in you. So this thing here, the very thing that we need to understand is that when he says that they cannot receive Him because they're not looking for Him and they don't recognize Him. Excuse me. Which tells me that the only way you're going to recognize is you have to spend time with Him. Then you will recognize the whisper of the Holy Spirit in your life. So, for example, parents know, mothers know their children very well. They will know, there's something that has changed in this child. Something must not be right. Now, that's just your natural intellect that you've been given that would tell you that, hey, something is off with this child today. The child would send you a signal. Now, you might have a greedy child that likes to eat all the time. And the day that the child does not eat, you will know that, hey, something is not off because Johnny over here likes his food. And so I know that if he's not eating, something must not be right. So because you understand your child, you know that something is a bit off. Spending time with the Lord, spending time in the secret place with the Lord will develop an awareness and an understanding of who He is and how He speaks in your life. And that is very important. I think that many years ago, we're now going maybe 2015, I think I must have explained this before, but for emphasis of what we're doing here today, this is very important. We were in Carnarvon. I had gone there for work, and then my family followed me there. It was only there for a short, I was only there for a short stint. And that time, my second daughter was still, you know, maybe not big, not that big. And so she was supposed to go and sleep with her grandmother. You know, the grandmother was there, so you go and sleep with your grandmother. And so she was very unsettled. She kept coming into our room. She kept coming into our room. I thought, oh, this is a bit strange. What's going on? And so anyway, we said, hey, you know, the way that this child is acting is not good. So what do? Let's pray. And so we pray, da-da-da-da-da. You know what you do? You smear some prayers and hope it lands on something. And so we did that. And then a day or so later, we get some news about one of our my wife's cousin that they were in a very bad situation, and somehow they came out of that situation. Now, I do not know, you see, I'm not saying that maybe our prayers did something. That I don't know. But we're better off having prayed than what? Not prayed. So you understand that when your child begins to act out of character, don't sort of like say, don't be terse with them. Just actually ask the Lord to say, Lord, is there anything that you're actually trying to say to me? Is there a message that you are trying to bring into my life? Do you understand me? So you just ask. And He might say, I don't know what He'll say. He might say, yes, I want to say something, go and pray. And so you begin to interact with the Lord through prayer. You pray, oh, Lord, help me. You know, Lord, I just pray your covering, your blessing. If you've never been, you know, this way you speak in tongues, then you begin to do that. Because the Spirit is the one that leads our intercession. When we don't know what to pray, the Spirit prays on our behalf. And it's very interesting. He says that I will send you an advocate. Now, an advocate is somebody that fights or speaks on your behalf. So basically telling you that the Holy Spirit is going to be the one that's speaking on your behalf, guiding you and leading you. So you need Him. That is why Jesus is our high priest. And the job of the high priest was to advocate on behalf of the people. So what would happen is that they would kill an animal, then the high priest would take the blood and sprinkle it on the altar as he was directed. But what they would do is that when the bull came or whatever the sacrifice was, the high priest would then put his hands on the animal's head, and that essentially transferred all the sins of the people onto the animal, and so the people were now free of their what? Of their sin. And so he is interceding on our behalf to the Lord, basically advocating for us to say, Lord, by the sacrifice of this animal, please don't kill these people because we have now transferred their sins onto the animal. So this is what an advocate does. Jesus is our advocate. He advocates on our behalf. So when we were guilty before God, Jesus is the one that stands in our place and says, hey, I died for them, so they're free. So He advocates. So the Holy Spirit is the one that advocates on your and my behalf. So now we need to be acquainted with Him, because you actually have to understand that you have to recognize Him, you spend time with Him, you get to know who He is and how He speaks to you. This might not make sense, but it's going to get clearer as I go. So children, they are young. They do not have, you know, they've obviously got brains, but they get the Holy Spirit in them at a young age. They've got the witness of the Holy Spirit in them. they may not, now they cannot articulate that something is happening to me that is not normal. So what do? They act out of character. Now, I'm not suggesting all acting out of character is the Holy Spirit in their lives. I mean, that would not be correct. But what I am saying is that when you sense as a parent that, hey, something is different, so the same Holy Spirit that I have, children have, and the Holy Spirit speaks to them. The Holy Spirit speaks to young kids. He speaks to teenagers. He speaks to elderly people. He speaks to middle age. He speaks to everybody. The problem is that children cannot articulate what that is like. Oh, what does this mean? So this is why as a parent, you need to be, you know, quick to recognize, pick up on the airwaves, the radio waves that are going through, pick up the frequency and realize that, okay, something is up here. And so you dial into the Spirit, and then the Spirit will lead you. So remember, so last week, Tuesday, my son and I flew. We caught a flight from Harare in Zimbabwe. We flew into Johannesburg. And so my wife, I think, was explaining to me, oh, yeah, you know, last night, Guguletu had a dream. And in the dream, she saw some things in there that were a bit weird about my son and then, you know, about me. So as it goes, so my wife is asking, that's a bit, you know, she said that, why is she having this dream now that you're in South Africa? Now, coincidentally, last year, remember when we went away in 2002, there was something that happened in South Africa? So now we're thinking, okay, maybe it's the same thing from last year. Maybe she's traumatized, whatever. Maybe she needs to go see a psychologist, you know, as a young kid. And so these are just the things we're saying. Wednesday, we were goofing around with my son. We went for breakfast. We did some other things. I went at a Port Care board meeting, came back, and then I went out to do some shopping for African spice. You know, so you know African spice is always good. So I bought some spice and some Nando's wild herb sauce. So I got lots of that. And so anyway, did that whole shopping. Then my son wants to get his dreads colored. So we go to the hair salon, and the guy says 2 hours. So 2 hours passed by. We had gone to do the shopping. When we came back, the guy said, no, I need some more time. And I said, there's no way I'm spending my time here at the hair salon. So I asked my sister, take me back to our apartment, the Airbnb that we had booked. We go back there, and I'm eating. I bought some chicken thighs from Woolworths. And so I'm eating that with some rice crackers, and I'm watching something on YouTube. I'm eating my chicken thighs and my rice crackers. And then I sense a knocking on the door of my heart. I'm thinking, oh. And I know what that, you know, that, and the way I say this is that I know what the invitation, it's an invitation. It is not a demand. Because I can say no if I don't want to. So anyway, the knock is getting more and more like, come on. And so I said, all right, boom. Switched off the TV, put the food down, went into the room. And I'm by myself, but I still went into the room, and I'm praying, oh, Lord, forgive. You know, and I'm asking for forgiveness, of course. And then I'm saying, Lord, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me I shall condemn. I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm going on and on and on. And then I'm saying, Lord, forgive me if my family has done anything in the past. Da da da, just forgive us. I'm praying this prayer in Daniel chapter 9. I'm doing all of that. But my mind, so this is the Spirit is praying. Because remember, the Spirit is the one that intercedes on our behalf when we pray in the Spirit in tongues. But my mind is thinking, I mean, what's all this? What's going on? And I cannot make head and tail of it. Anyway, I just continue praying. And then eventually I said, all right, cool. I think I've prayed enough. And so I stopped praying. And then we went about. My sister calls me. The reason why I stopped is that I saw my phone light up. And my sister says, oh, Mandla's now downstairs. His hair is what? Is done. Anyway, I was like, thank goodness. No more having to pray. And so anyway, I would go downstairs to buzz him up. We went about our business. My sister went back to her house. She came back with my niece. We were having a good time, watching some music. People were dancing and carrying on. So it was just a wonderful time we were spending together. My son and my niece, his cousin, they went out to a restaurant downstairs, and they eventually came back. And then now it was time to escort them. It was time for them to go home. So, you know, I said, I'll do the noble thing. You know, I'll escort the ladies down whilst they get their Uber. So we get downstairs, and their Uber does not come. So I said, cancel that one. So they canceled about two times. The Uber was not coming. And then I said, all right, cancel it again. I'll use mine. So anyway, I dialed up the Uber on my phone, took it to the address. And so we wait. It says it's coming in 2-3 minutes, and I have to give them a PIN because it's at nighttime. A white Audi A4 pulls up. Now, you know, when you see a very, you know, European car, you think, oh, you know, these are stand-up people, these are good people. Anyway, one guy gets out of the car, and I pay him no attention. You know, I'm looking at the app. You know, I'm looking at the app, minding my own business. So the guy goes past me, so I'm thinking he's going into the apartment complex. He then comes out, and I don't see him because I've got my back to him. I'm looking at the road to see whether, you know, the Uber's coming. And then all of a sudden, I just feel the snatch out of my hand. And so I was caught in a daze. So my sister then explains to me that I chased after the guy. And so he immediately ran faster, jumped into the Audi because, you know, there was the driver in the car. Boom. And the car sped off. Somehow, I don't know what happened, but that's, you know, the phone was taken. Then my niece sprung into action. Security, she's calling security and she's going off. And then my son, he's a bit ticked off. And so anyway, he then says, you know what, I'm just going to rush. He rushes back up to the apartment to get onto my iPad, to find my iPhone, to do what? To disable it. Because once you click that, it disables, you know. So anyway, we go back upstairs. My sister then, she catches an Uber and goes. The funny thing is that the Uber that I had ordered never arrives. The Uber never arrives. So the phone is gone. I go back upstairs. I am rattled. I won't lie to you. I'm just, you know, what's going on? You know, what the heck? Anyway, I say all that to talk about the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. So my son is angry. And so my sister then calls me, and she said, you know what's going on? And I just said, look, you know, had I resisted, what could have happened? Had I resisted, what could have happened? My mother-in-law said to me last night, she says, you know, that's an indication that something more adverse was possibly going to happen. Now, this is just me. We are speculating here. But I'm here to emphasize that it's very important in your life to understand when the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Because the Holy Spirit, when you listen and obey, it can actually save your life. Now, please don't hear me saying, oh, I'm not saying that I was going to be killed or anything like that. I didn't say that. What I want to emphasize is that when you hear that witness knocking on your door, you need to answer it. But more importantly, you need to get to know how the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And the only way you're going to know that is if you spend time with Him. In Acts chapter 1, verse number 4, Acts 1, verse number 4, it says this. This is Luke writing. In my first book, I told you, Theophilus, about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day He was taken up to heaven after giving His chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. During the 40 days after He suffered and died, He appeared to the apostles from time to time, and He proved to them in many ways that He was actually alive. And He talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once when He was eating with them, He commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift He promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but just in a few days, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit." This tells me that there has to be a waiting in our lives where we are spending time with the Lord. Because then we begin to understand and hear His voice. Just like there are radio waves that are going through us right now. And the only way we can know is if we dial into the frequency. Is there 98.7 here in WA? There is a radio station. Nobody listens to radio, do they? It's 98.5? Okay, there. So we've got some radio listeners. 98.5. Now, the only way you're going to be able to catch that frequency is if you do what? If you tune in. This is what happens when we tune in because we've spent time with the Lord. We get to understand the frequency. When messages are coming through, we understand that, oops, there's a message, and I'm dialing into what the Lord wants to do. This is the message that the Lord is giving to us as a church this morning. And I know that it is not, we're here to talk about kingdom generosity. But I sense really strongly about getting the witness of the Holy Spirit in your life. Because it is essential for you. You don't know for what purpose, but you are going to need that. You're going to need to dial into that. And then you're going to have to walk in it. This is why in Zechariah chapter number 4, he says, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, so the Lord of heaven's armies. So this is the guy who had been tasked, they were tasked with building, rebuilding the temple and the walls. And so he's being told it can only be done not by your own strength, but it can be done by the strengthening of the Spirit of God. So there are things in your life that only the Spirit of God is going to be able to do. So that means you and I have to dial into whatever it is the Spirit wants to do. Now, as a young person, you're thinking, oh, this is a bit weird. How do I do this? It's very simple. Lord, I want to know you more. Holy Spirit, I want to know you. And as you ask as simple as that, the Lord will give you the Holy Spirit. This is why he says that if you, being evil, know how to give. He says, which of you, fathers, when your son asks for something to eat, you give him a stone? No, when your child asks you for something, what do you give them? Food. You give them what it is that they've asked for. He says, so then the Lord then goes on to say that if you, being evil, which means we've got the sin nature in us, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask for it? So that means it's available to you and I as long as we do what? As we ask for it. And I'll get Tammy and the team to get back up. We're going to sing this morning. And as we sing, we're going to allow for those that want to receive the Holy Spirit in their lives. You come up for prayer. We'll pray for you. But even if you want to, just this thing where you want to hear, you want to be able to hear the Holy Spirit in your life. I just want you to, you know, you can come up for prayer as we sing. Can we sing song number 3? Because number 4 was a good song, but number 3 was a bit, I was in tune with that one. You know. Where's Mr. Aaron? Oh, yeah. May we stand this morning. The Lord is available and is here this morning to get to know the Lord. It is going to take time. That is why he says, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the power, which means there is a waiting that is required. The question for you and I is, are you going to wait? Are you going to spend time in the secret place so you can get to identify and to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life? Danny. Father, I thank you this morning Lord God, that there is nothing that we can do in our lives by our own strength. That everything that we do, Lord God, it is by the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, I ask this morning, Lord God, for your people, that the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives will be strong. That, Father, we would answer the knock on the door of our hearts as the Holy Spirit whispers to us, as the Holy Spirit knocks on the door of our hearts. Lord, it is our desire as C3 Quinana, Lord God, to get to know you more, to be more acquainted with your ways, to be acquainted with the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit that is available to us, Lord God, would become so evident in our lives that we get to know the person of the Holy Spirit and his advocacy in our lives as he leads us into all truth, into knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you and give you all the praise and all the glory. So we're going to sing this morning. And as we sing, come up for prayer. And then I'll get up at the end. And then I will I'll just pray before we leave.
every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
So Father, we give you praise. I'll just ask you to raise your hands to the Lord this morning. So Father, I give you praise and I give you glory. Jesus, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Father, I just pray this morning, Lord God, for your people. Lord, that they know, Lord God, that you are the one that fights for them. Isaiah 46 says, who can say to the warrior to let go of the people, or the plunder, who can release the plunder of a tyrant? But you declare, Lord God, in your word, Father, that the captives of the tyrant will be set free. And Lord, that, and you say, Father, I will fight for those that fight against you. I will contend with those that contend with you, and I will save your children. It says, Father, our enemies, Lord God, our enemies will be full of their own flesh, and they will be drunk with rivers of their own blood. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and the Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. And so, Father, we thank you that you are the one that fights for us. All we need to do is to hold our peace. You fight those who fight us, Lord God. And so we thank you, Father, for your people, that we don't have to fight the battle. You do it on our behalf. You promise us that you will save our children. Father, we thank you that our children will be saved in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you that you are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are the Mighty One of Israel. And so we look to you and to nobody else. And so, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory in the wonderful and mighty name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you